Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 13, verse 5. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. This is the start of the first missionary journey. It was an incredibly important moment for the Christian gospel. Saul, who from this point on was known by his Roman name, Paul, was happy to preach about Jesus anywhere, but it was his usual practice to start in the synagogue and to work outwards from there. I find it fascinating that, on this most sensitive of missions, he and Barnabas took young John Mark with them. We've already met John Mark in the previous chapter. He was clearly well known to Paul and Barnabas, but it was a major initiative to take him on this strategically important missionary journey. You can think of many reasons why it might not be wise to take a young and inexperienced person on such a crucial mission, but they were convinced his presence was important. I'm grateful for those leadership teams I have served on, where there's been a commitment to have younger people in the group. I can think of some who looked out of their depth when they started, but because they were trusted and encouraged, they quickly grew into effective leaders. From a human point of view, Paul and Barnabas were taking a risk, but they gladly took it for the good of the church. The confidence that they placed in Mark might well have been the reason why he later became the author of one of the Gospels. So let me ask you this. Does your church encourage younger people to take on leadership roles? So let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to encourage young people to grow in the use of their gifts. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.